Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it. But I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet. Global server network. All that good stuff. That's great. But a big, big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy. All the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network. Maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare-knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to your February 22nd, 2025 post-collision review with Crest the Star and the illustrious, the beautiful, the most hard-workingest man in the UK and the US, Fightful, SP3. Hi, SP3, how are you?
Wow, as someone who like really praises himself for his great intros, that was one of the best intros I've ever received. Thank you so much, Cresta, my New York sister, the New York review show, AEW Collision, yeah, Collision Cowboys, giddy up, because we're here from New York and the UK.
Guys, and thank you so much for being here. Whether you're on the UK or the US, we appreciate you. And thanks to my mess up, this is now going to be ad-free because that intro was the ad. And we're going to go into it. I'm going to start off with, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. Don't forget to like us and subscribe over on Fightful. We are close to 103,000 subscribers, guys. So don't forget to give us a subscribe here and over on Fightful. If you like what you see and you want to put your hand down in your pocket, you can give us a super chat. It'll pop up. We'll read it. Myself and SP3 will give you our 2 cents that don't make a dollar, but you asked for it. And go ahead and send over your super chats, or your Humper Chats, rather, over on HumperChats.com. I have it up here. I'll be refreshing the page. That's HumperChats.com. And again, subscribe. I love it. I love you. SP3, did you love this show? Did you have a good time? Did you like AEW Collision this evening?
I enjoyed it. I've been enjoying AEW content, which I'm happy. I'm happy that we're in a good vibe. The stuff that doesn't work still doesn't work. I still feel myself tuning out whenever the Death Riders are here. But when you can have Bandito actually dragging a good match out of Chris Jericho, there's not much to complain about an episode of Collision like that.
I mean, we can't complain, but Leon does have a question for you. Leon Ford says, SP3, when do you sleep?
Whenever my kids allow me to. After I go to sleep at like 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. and my kids try to wake me up at like 8, 9 a.m. So I get my power naps in. Those are all power. I'm a power nap type of guy, and I don't need the, you know, the snowdrops to not, you know, like other people who don't sleep. I don't do any of that stuff, you know.
He's just awake off the fear of the pure force of will. I had to think about
and caffeine.
I got ginger ale. It says caffeine free, which I didn't know ginger ale had caffeine in it. We also have another super chat. I don't make the rules. I just drink it, man. I just drink the ginger ale, man. We have another super chat from 10 Ruza that says the best wrestling show with the best post-show duo. You're collision cousins. That's what we wanted to make you guys feel like. You're hanging out with your cousins, taking a laugh, shooting the
shit. What up, cuz?
All right. And just to start things off before we get into the match, we do have a humper chat from the beautiful Tony P for $2.50. It says, that Speed Vol video package was AEW basically telling people he's coming. Now, can you please shut the fuck up about him? LOL. I also have to admit, I'm blind, y'all. I also have to admit, this has been one of the better non-plunder, non-hardcore Jericho matches in a while. Tony P, when we get to the main event, I'll address this doubly. But I agree. I think for Chris Jericho, and people were giving him, they were giving him hell in that crowd. This was a good match. And I've seen some Jericho matches, some questionable Jericho matches.
We literally got one, like, what was it, last month, that Dax Harwood match on Collision, which was not good. So I was very happy. I was very pleased when Bandito started cooking this man up, doing one-arm gorilla press, that moonsault splash.
Oh, okay, we're not getting into it. We're going to get there.
That's just a taste. But I will say, the first hour of Collision, that was catered to me. Oh my God. It was just stuff that I enjoy about AEW one after the other.
Let's get into what Collision opened up with. It started off with Bang Bang, with Toni Storm walking towards the arena, and she gets jumped by Mariah May, and Mariah May literally beats her from backstage to the stage and gives her a Storm Zero on the stage. I said stage 5 times, but it was gross. She gave her a nasty Storm Zero, and the mics were all the way up because you heard it go. Oh, I want pictures of Spider-Man. I shook the camera.
Mariah basically made herself have an earthquake.
That's exactly what Mariah May did to Toni Storm. I want to give you guys the impact. She then says, hit the spotlight. And she said, look what you made me do. You never knew how to write an ending. I'm going to write our ending in blood. We're stars. And it gave me, I don't know if you've ever seen that meme or the movie Pearl, where she's screaming, I'm a star. It was very that. I thought this opening promo was fantastic. Mariah May was unhinged. I love women's rights and women's wrongs. And this was a women's wrong, and I support it. What did you think about this, SP3?
Great opening angle, because it was kind of like out of nowhere with the attack when she attacks her backstage. And then I love the close-up on Mariah May with the black mascara on the eyes. It looked like she was crying before she came out. The inflection in her delivery in the promo, you could tell it feels like she hadn't slept since Australia. Like, it was like she's been obsessed with all of this. She had to watch that promo about her getting railed by the biggest package she's ever seen in her life, and then she just came out here, immediately attacks her, immediately lays her out, sets up the Hollywood ending in Los Angeles on March 9th at Revolution. And I don't know about y'all, but this is an 18-month storyline that has been culminating after all this time. Tony Khan, do not headline this next show with Mox and Cope. Headline it with Storm versus May 3. That needs to close the show. 18-month storyline. This feels like the culmination of the biggest story that AEW has ever done for the women's division. They deserve the main event spot. And Timeless Toni Storm is my favorite character in all of professional wrestling. While Mariah May, I think that this can be the big blow-off for her. Then she takes some time off, comes back with a new character, and I think that everybody will come out of this looking very great.
No, I agree with you. I just because of the length, And it's been a very good storyline. Everyone's title reign included. This should headline Revolution. Yeah. Mox and Coach should open it. Let's get the blood out the way so I can go throw up. Because I think that's going to be a bloody match. Yeah, y'all already know how I feel. If you've been watching this show, you know I'm a punk. I'm S-A-W-F-T. Okay? But this really should headline Revolution. That, and I feel like this also opening promo set the tone, especially for the first hour. That was then followed up by Okada said, I did exactly what I told you was I was going to do. I put dogs down. I put bitches. I'm like, Okada, you can't talk to us like that. I thought this was short, sweet, and to the point. I love Okada. I'm ready for him to be a little bit more serious. And I felt like we were getting undertones here in this promo. What did you think, SP3?
This was a good follow-up to Okada getting the win. Okada's not going to be the guy who gives us like the 1 minute or 90 second promo in this type of element. If he can give us 30 seconds to 40 seconds, he drops his bitch line in there. It's always a bunch of fun. I did get a hint, because I've seen people say this online, that maybe we go to Brody next. Brody gets a shot at the Continental Championship against Kazuchika Okada, since Brody would be featured later on in the show. I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind Okada going through the Hounds of Justice, or I mean the Hounds, I'm calling them the Shield, my bad. The Hounds of Hell. The Hounds of Shield.
The Shield Hounds.
The Shield Hounds. The Hounds of Hell before he gets into Omega this summer.
I'm not mad at that either. I Brody King would be nice. However, I can say with my full chest, I want to see Brody King lose. Okay? Let's skip ahead here to the Max Caster Open Challenge, speaking of Brody King. Max Caster came out in the middle of the show and says, yo, last week, Hang Person came out here and jumped before the bell. I was not ready. And whoever comes out tonight, I want you to look me in my eye and shake my hand. And let me tell you what I liked. Max Caster got a fresh haircut. The haircut and the mustache was on point. I peeped the fade. I saw it. But when Brody King's music hit, I was like, yeah, you can't catch a break. And the moment I thought that commentary said, well, he's 0-2, I'm like, yikes, about to go 0-3. So Max Caster gets this handshake from Brody King, and then Brody King proceeds to beat up Max Caster. Max Caster tries his best, but I literally wrote huge cannonball to Caster in the corner, Brody clean pin, and not the ref putting the plaque on Max Caster's chest. I don't know about USP3, but I'm beginning to feel bad for Max Caster. And this is what I said on this post show. If they're going to do it, I want them to do it like this. Because before I was one of those people like, what are we going to do with Max Caster? And I'm like, damn, homie. You used to be the man, homie. What happened to you? It's like, damn. But also, not Brody King. Damn. What do you think?
I mean, it's just like Platinum Max. He just puts his foot in his mouth every single week. But he is so much better in this role than he was the last year in the Acclaimed. This is entertaining. Him being this delusional heel who gets his ass whipped every week. And then at the end of it, he raises the plaque like he won something.
He won an ass whooping.
He got murked by Hang Person. He got murked by Roosh. Now he got murked by Brody King. Who's next? Who's next to murk Max Caster? Because I'm having so much fun seeing this whole everybody murk this man. And I'm looking forward to when it's Anthony Bowens who answers the challenge.
When you said anybody, I would like him to say, I want someone on my level. And then we hear Jeff Jarrett come back out. Because what happened with Jeff Jarrett? Because once you hear that, welcome to my world.
It's not your face. It's Superman. It's in your case.
I love chaos. And before someone says, don't you wish that on me, Ricky Bobby, it's out there. I love chaos.
We do have Jeff. Poor Jeff. All he did was cut a promo that would have worked in like 1989 or 1990, and now he doesn't get TV time. This poor guy, man. He didn't know it wasn't proper to call a woman a call girl, I think.
He was like, yo, if the outrun is stuck in the 80s, so am I.
So am I. So is my promos.
You new to this, I'm true to this. Stop. We're going to break this up. We have another super chat from the young, the beautiful, the illustrious. Wait, did I read this? I did not. Twin Van Blade, no. Creston, SP3, what up? NB Icon is AEW bound. Pac may be having visa issues because that was a write-off ending. Jericho still makes me want to turn the TV off. That's what I thought you meant because you put the notes there. We'll get to the ending. Thank you. We love SP3 here. He's a featured, loved guest here on the Collision Post Show. And Pac having issues makes me very sad. I'll talk about that more when we get to the ending with the I don't know nothing about that. I'm not Sean Ross Sapp. I don't get scoops.
Yeah, I don't think it's a visa issue. I think that Pac is just due for his usual vacation. He goes every three to four months. He usually takes a vacation. He's been around here for a while. He's been here since like August. He took like one break in between during the holidays, and then he came right back. It's time for him to go on his usual vacation.
You about to go to Disney World. He said, I ain't got time for this.
No, he just stays in a cave and keeps his gear on and puts and oil broods. On and broods.
Him and Malachi just stare at each other like this.
He stays in Moxley's sauna. It's just
sweat. Moxley's gonna get you. You better stop. You better stop.
You didn't see that close-up promo where they just kept him in the sauna? In the Death Rider sauna? He was in the sauna part of the basement.
He's brooding. He works out so much. You know what? We gotta deal with this. Anyway, let's get to our first match. Let's talk about real graps. Let's talk about Lucha. Lucha. We had Hologram versus the Beast Mortos. I have been a fan of the Beast Mortos since he was Black Taurus in TNA. And this match, my only complaint is that my hand hurt trying to keep up with everything I had to write. This was a fantastic match. I'm going to read from my notes, so bear with me. Hologram's jacket was fantastic. They pointed out on commentary this was a grudge match because Beast Mortos injured Hologram. Then the Lucha chant started. There was, in the beginning, Beast Mortos gave a shoulder check to Hologram and then yeeted that man. There was a rope getaway sequence right after that in the corner where Hologram went through the top rope, the middle rope, off the side, did a get out my way, broke his ankles. Like, if this was the Nike commercial back in the day with the that was him right there. You are picking up what I'm putting down. There was a Hurricane Rana from the top rope onto the outside from Hologram to Beast Mortos. They started doing the sea chants then. There was a spinning arm drag from Beast Mortos. A tornado spin through the bro, there was so much in this match. I implore you, if you don't watch anything else on this card, please watch this match. This was peak Lucha that I had the privilege to watch in English. So we get the finish of this match. I don't even know what the finish was because I wrote down Spanish fly counters. Jeez, what is this match? And I looked up and Hologram won. I was shocked. So I hope SP3 knows the ending of this while I toss it over to him.
He does a freaking, like, so Mortos is standing here. He goes out of the corner. He does a step up, flies over his back, and then does like a sunset flip powerbomb standing.
That doesn't sound right.
Not even from like the second rope. We usually see sunset flip bombs to the second rope. He did it to a standing man, a sunset flip bomb or a standing code red, whatever you want to call it. It was awesome. This was all the spots. This is all the spots you would possibly want. This was a Hologram Collision special. And, you know, Hologram really got over in the Texas tapings with Collision. And I think I always point to the matchup, you know, his first matchup with Gringo Loco was an awesome introduction. But it was that matchup with Beast Mortos in Texas during the Texas tapings that really got Hologram over. And then they had another great matchup at Dream last year, that 2 out of 3 falls matchup where Hologram got injured. So this was a good follow-up, and I like that they went right to this immediately. They didn't spend any time with anything else. Hologram's back. Let's put him in there with Beast Mortos. Love their chemistry together. They're always going to give us these awesome matches, and this was just another example of it. Post-match, you had Beast Mortos, of course, attack Hologram. But where's Beast Mortos' boys? Like, if y'all really a gang, y'all supposed to be LaFax faction in Ganables. Where's Roosh? Where's Jalisco?
Where's Come the on, black man. And white cows? I want to see. I need that.
Yo, the Latin Kings would be turning over in their grave. Like, what's going on? Like, y'all don't ever have your boys back. Like, what's going on, man? I mean, Commander came out, though. Commander had his boys back. Springboard drop kick out here. And then Tony Khan did announce on social media, Commander and Hologram are going to Arena Mexico and going to be on CMLL. So, If you like Lucha and you want to see Lucha, like Cresta said, in the opposite form, in Espanol, you could see that on CMLO.
This match was amazing. The post-match with Commander coming out, I will give AEW its flowers. They do justice to luchadors and high flyers for the most part. Like, yeah. I know I'm going to get a good match out of someone like a Top Flight, a Leo Rush of the Crew, which we'll get into later. And this match was no different. Beast Mortos is an amazing base. He doesn't get as much credit as he deserves. And like you said, where was Roosh? Where was the rest of LFI?
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable oral spray and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/fightful. That's hims.com/fightful for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/fightful. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Wouldn't you love to kick back with a great cigar, especially during that cool evening weather? It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch a game, or enjoy a nice evening outside. When it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is the go-to. They've got everything. Whether you're looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoint. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, the biggest selection, and they have unbeatable deals and discounts. And we've got one for you here. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order. They've got fast shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders, $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order.
I was disappointed. I was disappointed. And Beast Mortos is probably the top rope gorilla press slam is probably my favorite move in wrestling. Every time he hits it, I mark out. It doesn't matter if my son is sleeping next to me. I'm marking out in silence. Like,
you gotta staple your lips together.
Yep. I'm like that. I'm like hyped. Oh yes. This is my type of start of the show. Like I said, the first hour we had Timeless Tony Storm and Mariah Mane set up a big matchup for Revolution, had Okada dropping bitches. You got Lucha things here, and then it's gonna keep going. You're just gonna say something else that is right up my bag. Like the first hour of Collision this week was catered for a sicko like SP3. The S in SP3 stands for sicko.
Mind you, this match was like a good solid 20 minutes. This was a good lengthy match, which leads us into our next segment, which I'm going to start for the Humper Chat from the good man, Tony P, and says that Speedball package was AEW basically telling people, He's coming. Now, please, can you shut up about him? I also have to admit, this has been one of the... Oh, I read that already. D is for Lysdexia. Yeah. That's what I do. But anyway, Speedball Mike Bailey is coming, and I love him. I love this. I love him. I cannot wait. And I saw someone point this out in chat, and I put 2 and 8 together and got 10. Veda Scott was also doing the voiceover for that.
Yes.
I love this. I love this. I love this. I love this. If you guys haven't had a chance to see anything from Mike Speedball, please, please go look at his stuff. I recommend Josh Alexander versus Mike Speedball Bailey. Any one of them. I recommend Speedball Mike Bailey versus, I believe he did Kenny Omega the first time Kenny Omega went to TNA, if I'm not mistaken. I could be mistaken, but I'll Google it.
I don't know. But definitely Will Ospreay. The Will Ospreay
match. Oh, it was Will Ospreay. No, it was Will Ospreay.
From Bound for Glory 2023. That was incredible. Speedball Mike Bailey, I've said it to him. I've interviewed him now 3 times. And I told him each time, you're my favorite wrestler in the game, because he just goes out there and no one was doing it like Speedball on the independent scene. This guy, once he got his visa to be here in the U.S., because he was stuck in Canada for years. You used to hear a legend of, oh, there was this guy named Speedball, but he's been in Canada for a while. And then he came back in 2022. And I remember he had this great banger in Los Angeles on GCW with Blake Christian in February of 2022. Then WrestleMania weekend in Dallas, he had like 10 matches in 3 days. He was all over the place. He's killing it with like Vikingo and Bandito and just tearing it up with all these guys. Then he did it again in 2023 with Vikingo. He was doing the DDT show, doing all the GCW events. And then what he did in TNA from the minute he got signed to all the way to the end, 3 reigns as the X Division champion. He tore it up last year with Zachary Wentz. You want a matchup that doesn't include someone you might know? Check out Zachary Wentz and Speedball Mike Bailey from Victory Road last year.
Or even his, like, one of his first matches was him with like a no hold bar. Him and Kenny King in TNA is also a really good one.
Yes.
When Kenny King was in
that
TNA.
Was like the no rope match. The no rope match.
Underground shit.
Yeah. That was a dope matchup. Him and Josh Alexander, if I had to pinpoint one, the 60-minute match they had on TNA Impact was phenomenal. I always would go to him and be like, that match was insane. That was just brilliance. Him and Ultimate X, always a bunch of fun. He's won multiple Ultimate X matches. This guy is just pure gold. Him and Trey Miguel, him and Ace Austin. Like, you can't miss with Speedball Mike Bailey. And just look at his TNA work. Look at him on the independent scene. This guy was made to be an AEW. For a company that's known as We're the Best Wrestle, this was a no-brainer signing for AEW. They had to get Speedball Mike Bailey. And I like the fact that they didn't just do the regular AEW thing of, oh, we signed a guy, so just put a match graphic. Hey, he's here. Yeah. We're going to do the matchup. They literally gave him a video package telling you that, hey, he is something. You're going to be impressed with this guy. This guy is going to deliver some great matches. Give me my Speedball Mike Bailey. You said it happened. I don't know if it did, but it needs to happen. Kenny Omega and Speedball Mike Bailey. Give it to me. Give me a rematch with Will Ospreay. Give me Speedball Mike Bailey versus Kyle Fletcher. One of the best matches. I was going to say, one of the best matches last year that wasn't on one of the big companies was Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling, Takeshita versus Speedball Mike Bailey. Absolutely tore it up in an instant classic. My God, like he tore it up with Moose last year to close out his TNA run. Like there's no misses on this man's resume. He's going to deliver so many great matches with this roster. This roster is specifically made for someone like Speedball Mike Bailey, because he can go in there, have some great matches. I would love to see him, maybe if there's another Canadian from TNA coming over here to AEW, I wouldn't mind them being a tag team. Speedball Mike Bailey and Josh Alexander, Team Canada 2.0 in AEW. give me those two brothers. Give me those two brothers against the Hurt Syndicate. Give me those two brothers against the Crew. Give me those two brothers against Matthew and Nicholas Jackson.
Can't have them versus the Hurt Syndicate, because the Hurt Syndicate can't lose right now, and neither can them.
They're the team that's going to dethrone the Hurt Syndicate sometime later this year. The Canadian Colliders. I like that. Yes. That's actually put them on Saturday night. Have them tear it up. Speedball Mike Bailey and Daniel Garcia. Like, just give me all the matches. I want all these matches. Speedball Mike Bailey is ready made to be on AEW, and I've never been so excited. I said, because Speedball Mike Bailey, my favorite wrestler, but also since I've interviewed him 3 times, I consider him a friend. So I cannot praise this man anymore. And hell, if you're going to do Don Callis gets to commentate on Don Callis family matches and MVP gets to commentate on Hurt Syndicate matches.
Yep.
Give me Beta Scott filling in for every Speedball Mike Bailey match.
We already do it.
Move over, Excalibur. You can do the ad reads and all that stuff, but let Veda do the play-by-play for Speedball Mike Bailey matches.
Come on now. I mean, on a personal note, Veda Scott is a personal hero of mine. The fact that I think there are not a lot of women voices in wrestling, to hear her on a national thing, it's like, yes, we coming up. And also, I cannot wait for Speedball at the C2. Oh my God.
Please give me all the stuff. I can't wait for Speedball Mike Bailey in a casino gauntlet. Give me that.
We're about to eat. You see the cup of noodles on my chest? We're about to eat.
We eating good here. Give me all these Speedball Mike Bailey matches. This is a great signing for AEW. It's exciting time for AEW right now, and Speedball just adds to it. So yeah, this, like I said, this first hour is all catered to me. You got my favorite wrestler coming in, and you gave him a video package. You didn't just throw him out there. Hey, let's go.
I want to make a quick correction. Shout out to Eddie James. Thank you. I did not know Veda goes by they them. So we're gonna use the right pronouns over here. Yes. Thank you. Our apologies. Yes. Thank you for the education. And on that note, we're going to move on to the next topic, because we have Lexi Nair interviews Harley Cameron in the ring, and Harley Cameron has one of the most impassioned promos. I am so happy for her. Lexi Nair says, listen, you didn't get the outcome that you want, but the crowd was on their feet for her. They love her, and they want her to be like something else, a TBS champion or a almost said TNA, Jesus Christ, or an AEW champion. The people are really behind her. Lexi Nair. Wow, my brain is everywhere now. Harley Cameron tells a story about a young woman named Suzette Dickerson who loved puppets, who loved to sing, but most of all, loved to wrestle. She don't know what happened to that woman, so she took her identity and decided to be a professional wrestler, which I thought was fantastic. I loved that swerve. She said, I don't know what happened to her. She might have died. I'm like, maybe that's her shoot name. That's her old wrestler name. I don't know, but no, I was forced to say.
It was the fact that she set it up. She was like, there once was a girl, a blonde girl from Australia who had big dreams. And she used to sit in Australia in the home with her grandmother and watch pro wrestling on the TV. And she looked to her grandmother. Which way is Crystal? Looked to her grandmother and said, I'm going to be a wrestler one day.
I like how you say you turned to Cresta, but you turned the opposite way. Like, yo, he's blind. Stevie Wonder, I'm over here, baby. It's okay.
I'm seeing you, that's why. But yes, and then she said, do you know who that girl was? And the obvious answer is Harley. And she says, it was Suzette Dickerson.
I thought she was going to either say Toni Storm or Rhea Ripley. It's like, but none of them are here right now. So you got Harley Cameron.
No, it would have been great if she used Rhea Ripley's real name, like Debbie something. I don't know whatever happened to her, but I took her dream and I'm here with it. I love the fact that the follow-up for Harley losing was an in-ring promo. That tells me that AEW has noticed that she got really over in this Mercedes rivalry. We need to find a way to get her back to Mercedes, because I'm saying, Mercedes is great when the bell rings. She's absolutely great. But she was never more entertaining than when she was interacting with Harley Cameron.
Not that damn puppet.
Yes, and the damn puppet. You need to have them be a pairing, have Harley be an understudy to Mercedes, and then the fans will get behind her to turn on Mercedes, and then we can eventually get a Harley Cameron winning that TBS title. She needs to be the one that dethrones Mercedes.
That's a hot take.
Down the line. Not right okay. now. Mercedes
fair take.
Mercedes killing. Mercedes killing it. Killing it right now.
I was sports entertained by everything, but the hits keep on coming. We then get the Butcher versus Gabe Kidd. Now, the only thing I know about Gabe Kidd is that he's rude, but rude is an understatement. This man came out and wrestled Butcher, which happy to see Butcher. Butcher was looking great. But this match, I love me. And that's what we got. I got gout. This was a meaty, stiff match. That being said, because Butcher is known to work stiff, Gabe Kidd worked that man. Gabe Kidd worked that man. I don't want to see that no more. That was gross. That was gross the way he worked that man. Butcher was giving it back to him so much so at one point in the match, Butcher's thrown outside. Gabe Kidd is just sitting cross in the ring and got a handprint on his chest, the mark of honor. And he was saying something. He was speaking tongues or something. I was scared a little bit. I was like, okay, Gabe Kidd, you ate that. We do get a pal driver on Butcher for the win. And we also had Don Callis looking on. So I'm like, oh, Lord. But also, I love Don Callis. And to wrap that up, we have a super chat from Rafael Garcia that says, Anthony Rafik Khan and Hiroshi Tanahashi, I do not ask for much. I've not so much hope. I'm blind. I can't read. I swear to God. Give me a second, y'all. Okay. Anthony Rafik Khan, Hiroshi Tanahashi, I do not ask for much. I've not so much hope, and dreams are meant for sleepy times. But if by some chance you give us Brody, Gabe Kidd, Uncensored, at, I don't know, Forbidden Door, I'd be happy. Also, chop down this tree already. Listen, I'm dyslexic, okay? I failed English like mad times, all right? A D is for dyslexia. I'm giving it my all. I'm giving it my all.
You did a splendid job. Splendid job, in my opinion. Oh, man. Like I said, this first hour is catered to me. So you had to have the fucking madman, you know? The Dave Kid war ready. Yes, they chopped the hell out of each other. We just had mad big red handprints on their white chest. It was awesome. And this match lasted like 5 minutes, but it was just really intense.
Bro.
Really hard hitting the entire time. I love the lariat
was it
sequence.
5 minutes?
It was like 5 minutes. It was like one segment or a segment and a half, maybe I'm underestimating it. Maybe it was like 7 minutes. I'll double check it, but it was not that long. It was under 10 minutes. Exactly. My cup of tea. Just please, big clothesline. He bounced off and just almost turned Butcher inside out. And then I love his power driver. He calls it the drill a hole power driver because he drills your head in a hole in the ground. 1, 2, 3, pretty simple. And I love Don Callis watching this matchup because, guys, the last person who lost to Kenny Omega in the Tokyo Dome was in 2023. It was Will Ospreay. And Don Callis also recruited him. And what happened with Will Ospreay the next time he versus Kenny Omega? Don Callis was the key factor to him defeating Kenny Omega. And what happened in the Tokyo Dome this year? Kenny Omega made his return, and he defeated Gabe Kidd in what has been the best match of 2025 so far. So maybe we get Forbidden Door coming up in the UK, back in his home in the UK. We could get Gabe Kidd, Kenny Omega 2, and because of Don Callis, Gabe can get his win. But I saw somebody in the chat being like, oh, I hope, I want Gabe Kidd, or would you like to see Gabe Kidd get a dual contract with AEW and New Japan Pro Wrestling? No, because Gabe Kidd is so loyal to New Japan Pro Wrestling. He's the heart and soul of New Japan Pro Wrestling. Like, I've seen great gaijins over the last decade when I've really been watching and following New Japan Pro Wrestling. The last, like, 13 years, I've been really watching and focusing on it, from Kenny Omega, AJ Styles, Will Ospreay, Jay White. And Jay White started in the dojo system, but I don't think there's anyone gaijin, foreign wrestler, that has come into New Japan Pro Wrestling that bleeds the Lion Mark more than Gabe Kidd. This guy had the crowd in Tokyo that loved Kenny Omega, that was seeing Kenny Omega come back from diverticulitis, come back from nearly dying, and they booed him because they love Gabe Kidd. He needs to sign with New Japan Pro Wrestling. He needs to be the guy who is the next IWGP World Heavyweight Champion within the next year. Gabe Kidd is the guy that New Japan needs to build around, along with Yota Tsuji, along with a couple of the other young guys like Oyawa and Yuya Uemura. But he can come and visit here in AEW. But you can tell that Kenny Omega matchup now has Tony Khan being like, hey, when you come over, I'm going to present you as a star now instead of putting you on Ring of Honor and Rampage. Thank you, Tony.
I just met this man. I just met Mr. Gabe Kidd, so that was very beautifully put. We also got some super chats for Gabe Kidd. We got one from MJF Scarf that says, Gabe Kidd, more like gay mid. I didn't know MJF Scarf could type. That's crazy. We also have another one that's from 10 Ruza. I hope I said your name right. It says, Gabe Kidd versus Omega 2 or Ospreay at Forbidden Door. I'm not mad at that. Gabe Kidd just seems very stiff, and I don't want him versus Kenny. Kenny Omega's 10 to baby right now. I don't.
You got to watch that match. You got to watch the Wrestle Dynasty match. They murked each other for like 30 minutes. They were bleeding. Kenny Omega kicking Young Lions. You had Gabe Kidd coming out here trying to kill Kenny Omega, hitting him upside the head with a steel chair, punching him in the rib cage, right in his lost intestines. I need to watch that match again. I love that match.
We have another super chat from 10 Ruza. Thank you again for your generosity. Speedball versus Hologram. Alexander versus Claudio. Tasty. Honestly, I need that. That's oxtail.
Yeah. Sounds delicious.
Delicious. I need that in my life right meow. Not now. I mean right meow. And speaking of right meow, after that match, no, that wasn't a match. No, it was. We had the Butcher versus Gabe Kidd. We have Don Callis, Kyle Fletcher, and Lexi Nair backstage. Lexi Nair trying to do her job. Just trying to say, yo, Kyle Fletcher, how do you feel? And Kyle Fletcher's like, so you want to talk to me about my loss? No. Kyle Fletcher, how do you feel? Oh, so you want to talk to me how I got booed by my countrymen? No, bro. You want to fight Kenny Omega? No. And Don Callis, let's talk about what I want. I feel ghastly. I was like, yo, Don Callis. He's one of my favorite yappers. Don Callis proceeds to tell Lexi Nair, I feel gaslit. I can't believe you want to talk about what you want. What I want is I want Kenny Omega to really think about what he's going to do, getting in a steel cage with Kyle Fletcher. Kyle Fletcher then says, I'm sorry.
Well, Ospreay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you. He then says, I will take you on in the steel cage, and I'm going to use the steel cage as a mandolin, like a vegetable chopper for your face. Yeah. Graphic, yeah. Disgusting. And at the end of this promo, Don Callis has the nerve to tell Lexi Nair, I'm going to need therapy after this.
I can't say he's wrong. Lexi Nair was gaslighting them.
You're not going to go into business on Lexi Nair.
I'm just saying that's what I heard. I'm a part of the Don Callis family. I will represent the Don Callis family here. Don was absolutely right. The invisible hand of professional wrestling. Kyle Fletcher, the proto star, deserved more respect than that. He had a phenomenal performance in his home country. The crowd weren't saying boo. They were saying booey, 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 oi, 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 booey, 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 oi, oi, oi. That's a champ. That's a form of affection from Australian crowds. I don't know what anybody is talking about. Kyle Fletcher got a standing ovation for his performance. So I don't like all the lies and the deceit that, you know, AEW and Lexi Nair is putting out there in regards to Kyle Fletcher. Kyle Fletcher, the proto star, the next AEW world champion one day. It's just, I don't know.
I gotta tell you, and I don't know if you know this, but Cope is already a wrestler in AEW. I like Don Callis too, but what's happening? Are you okay?
Don Callis approved this message, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, I respect it. Get your money, honey. Don't let the money get you.
You know, Cresta and Kate, they got paid off the ad read. I needed to get paid off of that ad read from the Don Callis family.
You got paid?
Let me see. Did I get that Venmo? Yep. Just hit.
Job is free every Thursday and Saturday over here on Fightful. I tell you who wasn't jobbing for free. Queen Almanada versus Julia Hart. Nailed that segue. This match was good too. But because everything else was so long, I'm like, is it 9:20? That's what I thought. And it was not. Yeah, Tony. Yeah. This match was really good too. I love Julia Hart. I love how they 180'd her character since she joined the House of Black. This was a good match. Queen Almanada was kicking them out of this woman. Her legs, those are some strong leggies, real strong leggies. We do get a win with a nasty swinging or hanging octopus on Queen Almanada from Julia Hart, and she taps. I don't blame her, because the way that Julia Hart was going in for like a Hurricane Rana and she really torqued the arm back, disgusting. I love Julia Hart, but now I think we should start thinking about, okay, TBS title, Megan Bain, faction. I would like to see a House of Heart, which is something me and Iridian talk about all the time. I would love to see her with a cute little demonic faction, because you already got Sky Blue. You could add someone else to that. I don't know who. A Megan Bain would be real cute, because y'all be like House of Heart. Like, y'all had House of Black. You got your Malachi, which would be Brody. Not Brody, which would be Julia. Your Brody King would be Megan Bain. And your Brody and your buddy, Jesus, too many B's. Your buddy... Yeah, buddy. Your buddy would be Sky Blue. Penelope.
Or Sky Blue, yeah. Sky Blue, who's hurt. But, hey, Penelope Ford's right there, who's aligned with Megan Bain as well. It could go in that direction. But, yeah, man, Julia Hart, her interest is just all star power. It just feels like she feels aura. Like a star whenever she comes out like that. And Queen Almanada, man. Queen Almanada is just a freaking beast in that ring. She just makes every match she's in so much more hard-hitting than the usual match her opponents have. And I like the finish of this matchup after Julia Hart got absolutely kind of like, she got the shit beat out of her.
She got the shit kicked out of her, like literally.
She looked rough at the end of this matchup. She was having scratches all over her face. She had a little bit of Queen Almanada's makeup on her. She had the big black spot on her forehead and stuff. Like,
you know what it gave? The girl who fought, like, I still won.
She looked like the girl that got into a fight after the club. Like, she had, I still won.
BBA whooped me.
I like her pulling out a new finisher, and it was very much, I called it on social media, it was very much the Black Widow. It was AJ Lee's old finisher, the way she went into it with the tilt-a-whirl into it and then pulled back on it. And I love how this, it was like an instant tap out, basically, for Queen Almanada, who was really in control of the matchup until Julia Hart pulled out that submission. So good stuff here. Good to see Julia Hart back. I want to see Jamie Hayter out here in these streets, because Jamie beat Julia Hart like a month ago and still hasn't kind of been on TV since. So, you know, I like the rotation of talent right now in AEW, but there's certain women I want to see a little bit more often, and Julia Hart is one of them.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. Going to jump into another super chat. Thank you guys so much. You guys are going crazy tonight. We appreciate you. Ten Ruza says, Takesha, kid tag team with Aussie Open. Who are you? Yo, stop talking to me like that. I'm married now. That's delicious.
That's was like, oh, oof,
hold on. Had to hit you with the outright.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You son of a bitch. That's good. That's sports entertainment. I would like to see it. That's a meaty match.
Yeah.
You that can would see be, families.
Hey, I want to see Gabe Kidd versus Takeshita. Give me that. Give me that in the G1. Give me that. I'm ready for that this summer.
Alex Fitzgerald says he's ready because he needs Ospreay to do a styles class off of Kidd. Trying to end someone's career, sir.
Are you trying to end either Kyle Fletcher or Will Ospreay's career? Because I feel like that will, like, that's Ospreay basically doing what Edge did at what Cope did at Double or Nothing last year, jumping off a cage and landing on his knees or his ankles with the Styles Clash. I don't know about all that, but I expect this match, man. Revolution already looking like it's going to be the show of the year. You got that cage match with Ospreay and Fletcher, which you know is going to be tremendous and violent. You got Hangman and MJF, which is looking like a total big-time matchup. Probably getting Ricochet and Swerve with my prediction. Prince Nana breaking all of your hearts and joining up with Ricochet. Yes.
That's diabolical. Why would you say that?
I'm gonna break all your hearts. You know, I was 8 years old. I was 8 years old in 1996 when Paul Bearer turned his back on The Undertaker. And I was so confused. I went to my mom, why would he do that? Why would I do that? I can't wait to see you 28-year-olds asking your mothers, why did Prince Nana turn his back on Squirt?
We gonna take a quick pause here for a minute. You gonna talk about it, buddy? You got a lot of hurt. You just triggered a memory for me, like the time they tried to play when him and the King dropped the camera and they were talking about Undertaker's mom, which was crazy. And I can't believe you purred up this memory in my head, but that's a lot of hate in your heart, sir. Let that go.
Mark Calloway, Paul Bearer was smashing. Paul Bearer was smashing. He was smashing Taker's mom behind Taker's dad's back. Oh my.
That was heartbreak. I was like, God, you knew the camera was on. Why would you say that? I have to agree with Ted Ruza here. SP3, you do need more sleep. The regret, the anger's coming out of you. It's coming out of you tonight. Last super chat, we'll move on to our next segment. We have Rafael Garcia breaking up Ten Ruza's grip on the super chat. And where is the blade? Did he leave with the bunny or something? I'm convinced 1/3 of the women are never ate a pint of ice cream for kicks and giggles. I love ice cream. I eat ice cream. That's all I got out of that. I love ice cream.
Me too.
I don't know where the blade is. It was nice to see Butch, but I have no idea where the blade is.
The blade, I think, is still injured. He had, Orion saying he had back surgery. So he's been out for a while. Bunny, I think, got released from the company. So, yeah, but I would love to see the blade back soon. Hopefully he recovers very well because, yeah, I heard it was a very, very, very bad back injury.
Yikes. Get well soon. I did not know. That's rough. That's rough to segue out of. So we're just going to go into the Lance Archer versus Choose Your Fighter 1 and 2. They carried this man. Lance Archer carried Fighter 1 to the ring like a briefcase by the seat of his pants. He would have dabbed in Uncle Phil style, but he had no shirt on. They beat this man up. I don't know their names. I'm sorry to these men, but at least you won't have your good name sullied. I do like it when Lance Archer gets a win, but they don't win in AEW. So they then call out the Murder Machines now. That's their name, which I live for. Call out the Hurt Syndicate. And they say, you like what you saw? You like to hurt people where we like to, you know, I want to get demonetized, but you know what I'm trying to say. So, yeah. I don't know where that's going because it's like, damn, I would like to see that's a meaty match. But I already know what's about to have happen. Y'all are the starter feud. I'm so sorry.
We hurt people. We hurt people.
I'm glad we're all on rhythm now, because people were doing a bunch of stuff before. I'm so glad we're on rhythm now.
We're on rhythm now. And I love MVP coming out here and saying, Lance Archer, you just doing what you always do, beating up some lesser individuals. How about y'all beat a real tag team? I was like, why is MVP like my uncle snapping on some people on the street?
Like, literally, MVP is... respectfully, he's an unk. He's the unk. Like, yo, don't leave him alone, bro. Because he, you're going to learn something from unk. And you might not like it. But, I mean, if we're going to use that, let's just skip to the Outrunners. Because the Outrunners see the Hurt Syndicate backstage after talking to Lexi Nair. And I love this tag team. I will hear no slander on the Outrunners. And the Outrunners like, hey, brother, listen. I wrote this down because this was poetry. Nothing succeeds like success. He also said, give it to us straight. Yeah, tell us. I got good news or bad news. He said, this could be bad or this could be good. And then
the ad-libs were great.
MVP says, the good news is if you beat the Murder Machines, you'll get to wrestle the Hurt Syndicate. He's like, yeah, that seems like a great idea. Yeah. He's like, but the bad news is you're going to have to fight the Hurt Syndicate. MVP laughs and walks away. And you know what the Outrunners took away from that? It's the same thing. We can't lose.
He literally said the same thing. He said the good news is if you beat the Murder Machines, you get an AEW World Tag Team title shot. The bad news is if you beat the Murder Machines, you get an AEW World Tag Team Shadow Shot. So, good luck, gentlemen. And it's like, the same thing. You son of a bitch.
Honestly, I don't want the Hurt Syndicate to beat them, but I also don't want them to lose to the Murder Machines. I mean...
But this feels like the first time in a very long time, as far as I remember, like them actually building to like a number one contenders type matchup like this. I know they did like a number one contenders match between Top Flight and the Crew ahead of versus Private Party, but this seems like the number one contenders match between the Outrunners and Murder Machines should set up a title match for the pay-per-view, which I'm looking forward to. And yes, since the Hurt Syndicate became tag team champions, the tag team division seems like it's in a better direction right now.
Yeah, and that's a great way to segue into the Crew of Action Andretti and Leo Rush. But that's all I got. Do you have anything to add?
Rush to Action was right there. I mean, Andretti Rush, Adrenaline Rush. Like there
Rush
was
Action
so many
was right other. There. Rush Action 2 was right there. You're right.
Rush Action. There was so many other options. The Crew. I was like.
It gives 2013.
The vignette was good too. And then they said, oh, we're known as the Crew. I was like, okay.
Fast and Furious, like the Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift specifically. And that's what I thought of.
It feels like, okay, the Crew. No. That's not going to work for me, dog.
It should have said, we're the Crew. Stop. I don't want to get a cease and desist. Don't DM me. I'm just goofing. After that, we go into a World Trios tag match with Cool Hand Ange, Daddy Magic, also known as 2.0, and Daniel Garcia versus the Death Riders of PAC, Claudio Castagnoli, and Wheeler Yuta. This match is going to be led to you by SP3 because my power went out, and I only have the ending. And SP3 is a pal and a friend of the forest. And Cresta talks too much. So SP3, take it away.
So this matchup, Daniel Garcia 2.0, they've been a tag team for what? The better part of like 4 years? Or a trio for the better part of 4 years? I just couldn't get into this matchup. I'll be honest with y'all. I watched the matchup. I saw everything that happens. But I just had no emotional investment in the matchup because I'm pretty sure every time I've seen 2.0 wrestle as of late with Daniel Garcia, they lost a trios match to the Undisputed Kingdom. Uh-huh. They then lost a triple threat trios matchup against STP and the Undisputed Kingdom just like 2 weeks ago. So for them to then, after the Death Riders beat the Undisputed Kingdom, you just randomly give Danny and 2.0 trios title match, that didn't make sense. Secondly, why is Danny Garcia concerned with everything else besides the title that he has? I'm just like, what are y'all doing? I thought y'all signed him and y'all were really gonna like invest in him, and him winning the TNT championship was gonna mean something. He's here every week on Collision, but he's dealing with, he was in the C2. Then he was in a casino gauntlet for a world title shot. Then he's dealing with the Death Riders and he's going after the Trios title when he could just probably have some great matches against like Claudio or Pac or Wheeler Yuta on his own. Like, how about he faced them for the TNT title? Why doesn't any of the Death Riders want the TNT title? Why are they always defending the Trios championships? Don't they want other gold? Can't Danny face any of the other people on this roster? He can have great matches with Brian Keefe. He can have a great match with Bandito. He can have a great match with any of these luchadors. Like, it's just so mind-numbing. What are we doing with Danny Garcia? He's had the TNT title since November, and he's defended it like 3 times.
Even if it's not against the Death Riders, there is Buddy right there. There is even the Outrunners separately, even FTR separately. Be a man, Jay White. Come on now. There's something I think to do, but also understand wanting to maybe keep the title low until you build someone else up so it'd be like a meaty match and you work with your friends. So I do understand it from that perspective. The post-match, we do get a win where Kulan Ange taps out to the Brutalizer from Pac. Pac won't let go. Undisputed Kingdom comes out to make the save. All 6 of them jump the 3 of them. Moxley and Marina Shafir come out, and then Cope comes out. And to me, does the sickest thing I've seen him do in a very long time. He comes out with the 2 chairs. Pac is already damn near dead. He makes sure Pac is dead and gives this man not 1, but 2 concertos. But while he does it, he's hitting him with the...
Gonna do something?
And then walked away. He said nothing but stared at this man the whole time. 2 concertos? I was alive when the word concerto was invented. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous in this day and age? The 2 concertos for Pac? I think we did get a super chat earlier talking about Pac maybe being written off because this did feel like a go home segment for him. So I don't know. Like SP3 said, maybe he's taking his weekly, monthly, yearly, bicentennially vacation.
Bi-monthly vacation.
Tri-monthly.
Tri-monthly vacation here. But yeah, the match in itself in a vacuum was good. Death Riders got the win with Pac with the Brutalizer. I think it was on Kulan Ange. Then you had Undisputed Kingdom come out, fight them off. And then, like you said, Cope coming out. I mean, they're going in the right direction after they set it up on Dynamite with Cope saying that he's going to take out each member of the Death Riders. So we got Pac here. Maybe he takes out Wheeler Yuta on Wednesday. And then they probably save maybe him taking out Claudio next Saturday or the Wednesday after that. And so it's going to be one-on-one between them or not, because all the Death Riders will probably come back at Revolution and help Moxley win.
They will magically be fine. The concerto did no damage. Now I can see that. I'm going to blaze through a bunch of these super chats because we have a lot. You guys are doing your big ones tonight, and I truly appreciate you. Danny Quang, I hope I said your last name right. Please correct me if I didn't. He says, if they're doing the story of Cope taking out all the Death Rider members, then surely this means Cope is beating Mox.
Please, 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 and thank you. Please, please let that happen. I just want them to move on from this Death Riders thing. I just don't want them to actually, you know, hold us hostage as wrestling fans with the Death Riders not showing the AEW World Championship and waiting on someone who has a 40% chance of dying until July. He has a 40% chance of dying. if he climbs Mount Everest, and we're going to wait on him? That's who we're depending our whole main event angle on? Someone who has a 40% chance of dying when you have Swerve Strickland, Will Ospreay, Kenny Omega, MJF, Swerve Strickland on your freaking roster, Hangman Adam Page.
Swerve Strickland twice. You're so bad.
What are we doing? What are we doing with this Death Riders thing?
I don't know what we're doing.
Did anyone give Tony Khan the memo that it's not working?
He's committed to the bit. I respect it. I won't lie, I respect it. Sometimes you tell me, you know what? As someone who used to watch wrestling during the worst time, allegedly, I'm used to, like, you gonna take this. And what you gonna do? You gonna not watch? I'll see you next week when John Cena crushes your favorite person again. I'll see you next week. Shut up.
I want Cope to win at Revolution, and then I want my father, Christian Cage, to cash in and not beat him. Yes, I want Christian to hold the world title. That's much better.
Entertaining you. Your dad. My dad. So we've got Canadian. C. Delgado in Britain right now, sending us a super chat from saying Mike Bailey versus Ricochet is going to feed families. I don't want Ricochet yelling at Mike Bailey's face. I can't even. That's going to be good and bad at the same time. I live. We have another super chat versus Ten Ruza saying MVP versus Archer in a New Japan ring. Benjamin versus Kid 2. I want to see that. I don't want to see that because I feel like Lance Archer might take liberties with MVP. And I know MVP is not that old, but that's the elder abuse, and I don't like that.
Hey, he's a black belt. He's got Taekwondo and all that. So, like, come on, give me MVP. Give me MVP showing
in New Japan. In New Japan, Lance Archer in New Japan is Goku.
MVP was the first ever IWGP Intercontinental Champion. Put some respect on Montel Vontavious Porter.
I'm sorry, I'm coming. I learned something today. All right. I would like to see it. But if it goes too far, don't piss me off. Don't piss me off. Shelton Benjamin versus Gabe Kidd. Oh yes, honey. That's gonna be a match, but also not too much on Shelton Benjamin, Gabe Kidd. Don't do what you did tonight. Not too much. Because you was real stiff. Not too much. Okay.
He's a violent man. He's a madman, you know.
We also have another super chat from that first name is I'm already dyslexic, baby. Come on. We're gonna say Francis. Thank you so much, Francis. Cheers, former Quizlemania champ SP3, Crest the Rocks. Well, thank you. Okay.
First ever black Quizlemania champion. I crawled so Will Washington could run.
He's calling you out, Will Washington. I've never been invited on WrestleTalk.
I'm upset. I'm just saying. I was the first black Quizlemania champion. Will Washington was the second, so I had to crawl for him to run.
That's crazy. I want an invite. I won't do anything. I want an invite. And our last super chat before we get into, I believe, our main event, because we did cover the Max Caster. We have two more segments. But our last super chat then for now is from the lovely Meat Normus. What's good? Heading home to Collide. Gabe versus Butcher looked meaty. Plus, we're getting the Syndicate versus the Machines. Meat forever, partners. Gout is in the air.
Meat. It's all the meats. All the meats you get.
Where is Big E? I need Big E to commentate every meaty match ever, period, on Life God. Boots. Not boots, Cresta.
The meat division. Let's get it. To come alive.
Tony said the meat division. I asked him at a scrum. He said it's coming. Anyway, we are at the main event because we talked about everything else. Oh, except Lexi Nair backstage with Deonna Purrazzo and Taya Valkyrie telling Harley Cameron, girl, you lost. No one cares. Get to the back of the line or we'll move you. And then they threaten Lexi Nair. Rough night for Lexi Nair. Woof.
They did tease that they're going to get a new member of the Vendetta. But I feel like this is like the Judgment Day getting a new member. That we're weeks away from finding out who the new member is, if we ever get that. I don't know. I feel like they've been teasing that they're going to get a new member of the Vendetta for a while now.
I mean, I want them to do something with the Vendetta. Like, yeah. I like Harley Cameron. I am also a Taya and Deonna stan. She should not have beat Taya. I'm so sorry. I'm so astronomically sorry. No, 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 no. I've seen Taya give it up in every. Taya should have bloodied that girl up. No, no.
I wouldn't mind. I see some good suggestions in the chat, like Britt, because she has a good friendship with Deanna. I interviewed Deanna back in 2022 before she defended the Ring of Honor Women's World Championship on Dynamite, and she told me, she was like, Britt is like one of her best friends, and if she did a reality show, Britt would be her roommate. So works for me.
That's my best friend. I love that. I would be cute. I feel like Britt's character definitely works in that. Girl, I'm a dentist. I'm actually busy and you're beneath me. Disgusting. I saw another shout in the chat saying Sonya Deville. I live for Sonya Deville. I would live for that. But that group would have to win because I've seen Deanna lose a lot. I've seen Taya lose a lot. And the last thing I would want is for Sonya Deville to come here and then do the same thing she was doing in the Fed. Losing a lot. Yeah. That doesn't work for me. That doesn't work for me, pal. That doesn't work for me, pal.
I think I'm good on pure fusion vendetta.
Yeah. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, we're heading into the last match. We're heading into the home stretch. So if you have any super chats, humper chats, go ahead and get those in so we can answer your questions. And I have a bunch of super chats. I've been waiting on this one because we started got this one at the start of the show. We have a super chat from Michael Allen Lewis says, I knew I should have skipped the main event. Just Ricardo says, if you heard, I started the yay retire chant for Y2J. All right, let's get into this match. Y2J was not letting live. So we had Chris Jericho Chris Jericho was the Ring of Honor champion, was challenged by Bandito for the championship. Oh, let me get rid of the assault scream. This match, I personally think, was one of the better Chris Jericho matches. But I'm also very easily sports entertained, so cook me in the comments if you want to. I was sports entertained by this match. The pulling handshake to try to make him respect you was like, bro, I'm sick of your crap, Jericho. You always got a gimmick. You always got a sleaze to get up out of here. There was a huge floating moonsault from Bandito to Jericho. There was another code breaker on Bandito, but that only led into a two. After that, and I think it was like 5 minutes into the match, that's when the please retire chants. And then Chris Jericho's like, what did you say? And would beat on Bandito more. And the crowd be like, retire. Well, Jericho gets so mad that he does a Hurricane Rana. And it's like, so what now? And you know what the crowd says? You still suck. You still suck. Chris Jericho was not getting an inch tonight at all. There was a bunch of a sequence of nasty chest chops and... Nah, Bandito, that was a knife. That's an old man. Stop it. The way he was slapping, Chris Jericho was, woo, Bandito's like, you owe me money. There was two different energies. It was fantastic. We do, and I hated this finish. Let me be clear here. I hated this finish. We do get a roll-up finish with Bandito going for, he gets the knee to a 21 plex, which gets reversed by Jericho into a roll-up. Not a rope grab roll-up, but a clean roll-up. I wanted to slam my TV shut. Okay. The TV don't even do that. I just want, you know how you used to close the old phones? Like,
I was like, since when does Jericho win matches clean? I was like, I literally don't remember the last match that Jericho won clean. I was like, what are we doing? The ropes was right there. He couldn't extend his arm to grab the ropes or to grab the tights or something like that. This man cheated to beat Matt Cardona in the Hammerstein Ballroom. We can't cheat to beat Bandito. Like, we're not protecting Bandito. We did a good job of building up Bandito for this matchup, and then we just have him lose clean. That was weird. When Bandito, yeah, I agree with you. Bandito gave us the best Jericho matchup since probably Mark Briscoe at WrestleDream. I was like, that was when I was praising Mark Briscoe because I was like, Mark Briscoe is so good. He saved Jericho from having the worst match on a pay-per-view. And he was on a streak of always having the worst match on every AEW pay-per-view last year until he met Mark Briscoe. But then we had a whole stretch of Jericho winning the Ring of Honor World Championship. He had that one match with Tomohiro Ishii where they chopped each other for an hour. And then he had another matchup with Cardona in the Hammerstein Ballroom. I want to forget that one except for that entrance. Good New York, New York. And start spreading the news. That was awesome. That was one of my favorite times at that show. So the entrance and then the bell ring, and then it wasn't so good. But this match here was.
Now this match was fantastic. I will say, oh boy, hitting a lion salt, Chris Jericho hitting a lion salt. I'm like, okay. I mean, listen, I understand and get why people boo Chris Jericho. But he's still a good wrestler. And sometimes you got to pop out and show him. And that's what he did tonight.
He kept up with Bandito. I thought Bandito was the star of the matchup. Like him doing a one-arm press slam on Fat Jericho. I mean, I meant to say Fit Jericho. Fit. I mispronounced it. I've been in the UK too much. I mispronounced my words.
Don Callis war room too long.
Sorry. Hey. Oh, I got another Venmo. Oh, I say Fat Jericho. But yes. Then him doing the moonsault slam off the top rope, that got another inaudible pop from me because my son was still asleep. So I was like, yeah. That was great. Good stuff here. Bandito looked great. I thought that he led Jericho to a better match than we usually get from Jericho. But I just don't like none of these Ring of Honor titles. Do I know the direction of Athena and Billy Starks has gone on way too long. The Sons of Texas are the tag team champions, and I have to deal with Twitter accounts with like 5 followers who are big fans of Sons of Texas and want to argue with me for like 2 days that they're elevating the tag team titles because they're having mid pre-show matches with House of Torture in the Tokyo Dome. Like, I don't care. Get the titles off of them. The Outrunners are right there. The Outrunners are way more over. If I want mid tag team title matches, put it on the more popular team. Damn, I don't care. And then, Red Velvet's the only one that I'm like, okay, you can keep the title for a while. I like what they're doing with you. But outside of that, all of these Ring of Honor world champions, I don't know what the direction is right now.
And it's kind of frustrating because I don't watch Ring of Honor. I only hear about Ring of Honor from the crossover with you and Kate. Shout outs to Kate, who's in the chat. We love you. Yes. But it's kind of weird when it's like, why wouldn't you put a Ring of Honor title on a Ring of Honor wrestler? To me, that would do way more elevation for it. And I don't think Jericho nor the Learning Tree are Ring of Honor wrestlers. I wouldn't mind seeing it on a Bandito or a Command. Even a Shane Taylor, I don't care. It'll be different. It'll be new. As long as they work for Ring of Honor, they're contracted to go. That's where they go every Thursday. You know, sometimes they show up on AEW. To me, you can't elevate a title if someone from the outside is always holding it. Somebody on the inside has to hold it and give it prestige, even if people from the outside come in. That's just my 2 cents.
I agree. And Bandito seemed like the right person to put it on, but they didn't go that direction. Now, are we going to maybe get Hobbs, since Hobbs just beat Big Bill? Maybe get Hobbs challenging Jericho next? I don't know where they're going with all of this. This Jericho run has gone on way longer than needed to.
It's been 87 years.
Feels like it.
I'm not going to hold you. I feel like that with Jericho, with the Learning Tree situation and the Ring of Honor and the Death Riders. It's been 87 years, and I don't know when the sun will rise again.
It's like how long has it been? And it's probably been like 5-6 months, but it's felt like years. It has. Every month feels like a year.
And it's not very easy sports to detain. A quick tweak, like let's have someone like Action on Jersey shock pin Chris Jericho. That would be different. That would be new. Even with the Death Riders, okay, so let's say we're not going to wait for Darby Allin anymore. Even if you had Matt Cardona randomly always ready to come in and take it, that'd be new. That'd be different. I'd be like, wow, Matt Cardona did that. That's super crazy. Who's going to take it? You know what I mean? Like, I'm here for something new. It just seems a little stagnant at the moment. I'm here for long-term booking. If the booking is booking. But right now, the booking ain't booking. It's giving dyslexia me trying to read these humper chats.
Yo, it's like Jericho and Death Riders are just like downers on this product. This product gets you so excited on stuff. You see Timeless Tony Storm and Mariah May, you're like, oh yeah, I'm excited for that. Hangman Adam Page and MJF having that excellent promo on Dynamite. Yeah, I'm excited for that. Ricochet putting on the best promos of his career. Like, oh, this is cool. This guy is like doing the best character work of his whole career. And then you get the Death Riders.
Stop. Listen, maybe I'm still in my I love everything about wrestling, or maybe because I watch TNA and I have to deal with the system and Violent by Design.
I mean you had to deal with mid 2010s mid card X being okay. Presented as big signings like the Colognes and Elijah.
okay, don't do that. Because I popped for the Elijah Doehead. You know what? Anywho.
I like Elijah. Don't get me wrong. I like Elijah. But when you do that and the colognes in the same sentence, the same segment, Los Matadors. You did Los Matadors and Elias in one segment. I mean, TNA, what are you trying to do?
The TNA, this is not the TNA poster. We're not going to let you besmirch total nonstop action right now. You know what I'm going to do? Right, I'm going to read these super chats. We have another one. Danny Quang saying, if Christian cashes in and becomes world champion, he needs to walk out to My Last Breath by Evanescence at least once, preferably at All In. Okay, Danny, I see you. I'm holding space for you because I thought that it was a coincidence. Like, this man literally has the whole bridge with no words. Amy Lee wants her money, so I'm not the only one who feels that way. Why not just have Amy Lee sing it? I will write a letter.
Oh, man. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Give me that or the old Christian, the Christian theme. When you toss and dies all night and you truly feel. Just buy the licensing. Buy the licensing for that. When the girl sings it, I don't like when the guy sings it. That not upgraded version. that upgraded version when he came back after the TNA run, I wasn't feeling that.
We have another one from Ten Ruza said, need the next big Ring of Honor show to be announced. I think that will be where Briscoe wins the Ring of Honor title back and Athena will lose. Athena, Monet, All In Texas. Ruza, are you trying to talk to me inappropriately because it's working? Because yes. Hey, not my cat hitting my butt. He's hungry. She's hungry. Yeah, that's, I mean, Briscoe winning that? Yes, please. Yeah, beat up Chris Jericho. And Athena Monet? I'm sorry, I almost died.
My heart beats for that. I need that. I need the Athena and Monet. Athena. Please come to AEW. We need you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I also need you to beat up somebody. Like, I need Billy Starks to beat her up so she can have, Billy Starks can have her moment. And then I need Athena to come in and to dominantly beat up Mercedes Moné.
Yes.
And Mercedes makes go sense. Away and she comes back, whoever's world champion, she then is like, nah, I need that.
Just get ready for Mercedes selling the O face. Oh my God. It's going to be great.
10 out of 10. And we're going to round off our super chats with the illustrious, beautiful Stereo Academy. Women need tag titles. Could work now. The women's championships are booked with more care than the women's belts right now.
The men's belts, yeah.
Yeah. At first I was like, and then I was like, yeah, I'll give you that. And I think there's enough women. Pardon me. I think there's enough women, especially enough duos, or enough women crucially not doing anything, that a tag division, crucially not medals at the end, actual belts, would work.
Yeah, it probably would, and they are deep. They have a lot of women on the roster, but if you do that, if you present more titles, that means that, Tony, you're going to have to book the woman more.
Well, listen, we got a match before 9:30. I'll take it.
hey, we'll take the little crumbs we get, Tony. We'll take the little crumbs we get.
I have refreshed the super chats a million times. I'm going to put over Fightful. Guys, again, I want you to go ahead and like this channel. Go ahead and subscribe to Fightful. We are so close to 103 subscribers. It'd be super dope if you subscribe to us on YouTube. Go ahead and subscribe to Fightful Selects. We got Scoops, Ask Sean Rossap, Ask Grapsody. Listen, and if you keep on asking, you might get an Ask SP3 Rant Zone. I made that up. That's not there. But if you ask, you might get it. You, instead of getting it from the aggregators, why not subscribe to Fightful Select and FightfulSelect.com? Which brings us to the end of our show. SP3, what do you have going on? Where can the people find you? And why are you so awesome?
Oh, thank you. You're awesome. You're amazing, Cresta. Cresta usually does the color commentary, color pun intended, on this show, but she filled in superbly. She was like Ian Riccobotti filling in on Dynamite as she came in here, ran the show, ran the point guard position, gave me some spot up jump shots in the corner for Mar Brants and stuff like that. Like, Cresta is so amazing at what she do. She could play any position on this post show, so I'm always happy to fill in. I told her before we went live, Kate said, do a show with Cresta. I was like, I don't care if it's 3 a.m. I'm coming, because me and Cresta, the New York combination, the New York collision colliders, always having fun here. So thank you to Kate. Thank you to Cresta for having me. Thank you to Iridian and Rick for allowing me to fill in for their big shoes here. And yes, you can follow me on the Twitter machine at TrueHillSP3. A lot of my content is over on the True Hill Heat YouTube channel. That is TRU, no E, because I speak Ebonics. And we did our flagship podcast earlier today. Go over and check that out with myself, Miss Chrissy Love, and the True Jaw Josh. We thoroughly broke down The Rock trying to take the soul of Cody Rhodes and what that means for WrestleMania. So go over and check that out. I will be live on the True Hill Heat Sports and Entertainment YouTube channel with my good brother, the True Jaw Josh, tomorrow to review Cobra Kai season 6, part 2 and 3. Because yes, I don't only talk about professional wrestling. I have other things that I'm into. So I'm going to talk about Cobra Kai tomorrow. So join me for that. And thank you as always to Fightful. I'll be back here on the channel on Thursday with Kate reviewing Ring of Honor on the post show. And you can find me on Fightful Overbooked on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with Jeremy Lambert talking about all things wrestling.
This man is booked, busy, but crucially not wrestling. Bad back, you know. You can find me anywhere. You can type Cresta Star. That's CRESTASTARR. I am live here on Fightful every Thursday with Joel Pearl right after the Ring of Honor post show with the beautiful SP3 and the beautiful Kate. We're on right after talking about all things TNA, and I'm here every Saturday going over Collision with Iridian and Rick. You can find me on my personal YouTube, Cresta Star. I have a new wrestling podcast called Slap Grapple Pop. I hope I did that right. I did it right. It's my show. I am allowed. and we talk about wrestling in a more of a nutshell form and fashion. It's a lot of fun. You can find me on social media anywhere. Like I said, you can type Cresta Star, except Twitter, because I don't use that, and it's Cresta the Star like Megan Thee Stallion. Watch Fightful. Watch wrestling. Subscribe. You guys have been fantastic, and I hope you have a well and pleasant evening. Guys, you could have been anywhere on the internet, even the hub, but you were here with us, and that means a lot. Have a good night. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI. And a watch and tab on any plan, only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan, service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.